Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. Today we'll be talking with Lawrence photographer Rachel Sudlow about her cowscapes photographs. They'll be part of tonight's Lawrence Downtown Gallery Walk. After that, we'll be telling you what's going on in the world of arts and entertainment this weekend around Lawrence. First, though, welcome, Rachel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For those of us who are listening who haven't seen the cowscape photos, describe them a little bit for people.
Well, they're not the typical pictures of a cow. I got really bored with the standard kind of look, and I went around and took pictures of a lot of my pets. And so I take a lot of different angles. I kind of try to get a new perspective on them. And these ones, a lot of them are shot from down low perspective, so you get a kind of a high rise light going above you. I like to see the texture of the fur and kind of transform it into a new world, a landscape.
Where did the idea for this come from originally?
Well, I went to school in Rhode Island, and I was in Providence and around New York, that kind of area, and nobody knows what a cow looks like other than a picture. So I wanted to kind of bring the Kansas world to all those East Coasters, but I didn't want to give them the typical flat rolling hills, you know, flat as a pancake look. I wanted to bring what I felt really close to and kind of transform the landscape look into a different kind of thing for them.
Now, describe the process a little bit. Do you have certain cows that you go out looking for, or do you just go, like, take a drive in the country? How's it work?
Yeah, a lot of times it just starts with a good drive. I like to have the radio going and bring a big bucket of grain and my cameras, and I go and find whatever farms I can get, and a lot of times any good-looking cows that are close to the road, because I don't always ask where I'm going, but most people aren't really upset when I'm just taking pictures, so I go up and I bring a big bucket of grain and bribe them, and they're always happy to meet me. So,
and talk a little bit about the composition of these, kind of what makes a good photograph in this series, because they're similar but they're different at the same time.
Well, I like a lot of different angles is my big thing. I don't want to get a typical perspective, so I get them moving around me. I usually just sit in a circle, and they kind of go around me and get, you know, feet. So I get a lot of necks, a lot of backs, different things like that, and just try to kind of move around. I take several hundred pictures each time. Originally, I started doing film with these, but since switching over to digital, it's been a lot easier, and I can get a lot more options by shooting a lot. So.
Yeah. What kind of reaction do you get from people when they see these for the first time?
Definitely happy. It's a very bright, colorful kind of look, and it's different. I was at art school. I went to, I studied in photography, but a lot of my friends were doing a darker kind of look. It's very typical art school. But I didn't really want to go into that, and I wanted to kind of keep my things upbeat and positive, and so I just kind of shot what I loved and kind of kept it happy.
Now, photography isn't a full-time gig for you. You're a jeweler by trade. Talk a little bit about kind of what you do on that side of your life.
Well, I graduated in photography, but I've always been kicking myself that I didn't go into jewelry. I've taken that over as a full-time job now, and I just work from home, and I sell my work online at a store called Etsy.com, E-T-S-Y, and I'm featured this week, so I get a lot of views and a lot of different things, and I just make stuff all day long, so I try to get new work, new designs. I read a lot to get ideas, but metal's my passion lately, and photography is kind of my side thing that I do when I can show it. But metals makes me the money.
How early on did you start photographing?
I started in junior high. That's when I really started a lot of classes and got a bunch of good cameras. But Mrs. Perkins at Lawrence High School really helped me along, and all the art teachers there really worked a lot with me. So I kind of started in junior high and kept on going.
How would you compare the cows as far as subjects go to, like, people? I mean, are they pretty willing participants in this, or do they ever give you a hard time?
Oh, they're definitely the easiest I've worked with. I tried to shoot people for a while, and it's fun, but it's also kind of socially awkward. And I'm a cow farm girl. I like being out in the country, and I like being, where it's quiet and relaxed and things like that. And the cows are just a really easy, happy subject. They're fun.
Thank you, Rachel, for coming in today. We've been talking with Rachel Sudlow, whose photographs are featured at the Cambari Gallery at 822 Mass. The Lawrence Downtown Gallery Walk runs from 7 to 9 tonight, Friday, at 8 downtown locations. And a full list of participants and locations can be found here at ljworld.com. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks.
The Art Walk is one of many events going on in Lawrence this weekend. Here's some of the highlights. The Cypress String Quartet plays at 7:30 tonight at the Lead Center. Lawrence High School is staging Hello Dolly this weekend with shows at 7:30 both tonight and Saturday night. Just a Second continues at the Lawrence Community Theater. You can see it at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday and a 2:30 matinee on Sunday. Jim Gaffigan brings his comedy act to the Lead Center Saturday night. Sold-out show starts at 6:30. The Replay Lounge hosts the Texas Indie Rock Extravaganza Saturday night. That features Sorta, The Onlys, and Airline. The East Hill Singers, a group of musical convicts from Lansing State Penitentiary, will present a concert at 4 p.m. Sunday at First Presbyterian Church. And finally, well, don't be alarmed Sunday if you see men wearing dresses walking around downtown Lawrence. They're probably just wearing kilts, and they're probably headed to the Lawrence Scottish Fest. That starts at 6 at the Lawrence Arts Center. We leave you now with sounds from the Cypress String Quartet. Again, they'll be at the Lead Center tonight. Thanks for joining us for this week's Pulse podcast. We'll see you right back here next Friday.